This talk is from GreatCatholicHomilies.com. This homily is by Father Anthony Branken, a priest in the Archdiocese of Chicago. St. Francis de Sales' attention to the little virtues of gentleness, humility, kindness, and cheerful optimism shape monastic life in the Salesian tradition. Learn about the Visitation Sisters at GeorgetownVisitation.org.
He's the one who protects the sheep from marauders and predators. If there's something we can say about the good shepherd, is distinct from the one who's hired, is that this one loves his sheep. He cares for them. And as much as is possible, he wants only good things for them, because as much as possible, he loves them. Now, he needs helpers, too, though. I know I've had this discussion before, but there are the three smartest dogs they have. Is the first is the Shetland sheepdog, the Sheltie they call him, Border Collie. The second is the poodle, and the third is the German Shepherd. So the first is so smart that he helps the shepherd. When the shepherd stands there in the field, the shepherd can hold out fingers, one or two or three, and the Border Collie is counting how many fingers he's got to know how many dogs, how many sheep to bring into the sheepfold. That's how brilliant that dog is, and he has to help the shepherd. The shepherd cannot do it all by himself. So even though Jesus is asking us to regard him as the one who will take care of us, his flock, and he does so for love, he asks us to help. And the first helpers of the shepherd, the good shepherd, are the mothers and fathers, maybe sometimes even grandparents, and often enough, brothers and sisters must be shepherds too. And they are shepherds as truly as can be. They are bidden by our Lord to take care of their flock, the little ones who trust them and who depend upon them so completely, their children. Parents who understand their role as good shepherds do not regard children as mistakes and surprises and inconveniences and burdens and more mouths to feed. Parents who are good shepherds are happy to have their little flock. They love them and are worried for them and are aware and painfully aware out of love of the dangers out there, the world, the flesh, and the devil. Parents who are good shepherds know as surely as can be that there are people out there who are conspiring intentionally to hurt our children, to take away their innocence, their childhood, and their souls. Parents who are good shepherds do not trust the newspapers or the television or the magazines or the entertainment industry in any way, or even stores, Target, any of them, or even government schools. Parents who are good shepherds have seen the danger and the seduction. They've seen how merchants use the media, and the media uses the merchants. And good shepherd parents know that television and music and movies do not talk of love, but of lust. They do not exalt life, but death. They do not promote healthy families, but diseased and hurtful relationships. Now, parents who are good shepherds know that every dirty show or movie or song, and that's almost all of them, has been designed to addict us, to trap us and take our souls and then take our money. That's the ultimate point of this. And parents who are good shepherds, they watch their flock, and they watch what their flock is watching. And I would be amiss if I did not ask parents at least to just think about it. But maybe now is the time to get rid of the television set in your home. Just think about it. What has television ever added to our lives? Ask yourselves and make a list. In what concrete way has your family and its happiness and its health been improved by what is seen on the ever-on, ever-present TV? Do the sheep of your flock say, "Oh, let me do the dishes now, and homework, I just can't get enough, and please, and thank you, and yes, ma'am, and no, sir"? But we now know about vampires in love and zombies and gay teenage singers who want to get married. We've been taught to accept as part of our normal American life all manner of disrespect and violence to women and marital infidelity and corruption and evil, and we accept it all as part of normal modern life. Hey, this is what's on. This is reflection. Well, what's happening is that the producers of these shows during what used to be called the family hours, and they got, it's full of all the wink-wink and the hint-hint stuff about what's really going on, what they're doing is fertilizing the souls of our children for a later lifetime of actual hardcore evil, pornography and violence and sadness and death. And unless our good shepherd parents are shepherding, then what you have in home after home is a gang of little kids sitting there, mouths open, eyes glazed over, dead to the rest of the world, drowning in a flood of shameful images and ideas, slack-jawed they are, put into a TV-induced coma. A coma if ever there were one. I was a kid like that. I'm not speaking from ignorance. I was at the beginning of the TV age, and I think of every opportunity for real learning and real relating and real creativity that I lost because I spent all my time watching Bugs Bunny and the Lone Ranger. Parents in those days, they really had no idea that this is what was happening. But we do know today, and so parents, in order to be good shepherds, must do even more than just provide a home and a hearth and food and festivity. They must provide protection from all the baleful influences that want to get into their children's souls, first through their eyes and then into their minds. Good shepherding begins at home. But good shepherding, basically the care of our children, our families, and even our faith, is not accomplished in a vacuum. It must be reinforced by grace, the life of God in our souls, the life that enlightens us and helps us to be aware of all that is going on around us. We need sanctifying grace, we need actual grace to help us understand, to help us see where we are and to see where we're going, or see where we're being pushed. And that is why it is so vitally important for families to pray as family. Grace before meals. Grace after meals, prayers when we get up in the morning, prayers before we go to bed, maybe prayers after supper, a family rosary. Is that any longer possible? Of course, it's possible. And then, of course, we must also go to Mass, the most powerful prayer there is. We just cannot be like the rest of them out there, and those numbers are growing. We must be different, and we must know that we are different and know why we are different. And that means we must pray and go to church every week, every one of us. This is what it means these days to be good shepherds. Parents shepherding their children, and maybe even sometimes children shepherding their brothers and sisters. Though it may be more difficult than it ever has been to be a good shepherd, it has never been more necessary. And with the good shepherd himself as our model, at least it is not impossible for us to be shepherds as well. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.
Hear more talks like these at greatcatholichomilies.com.